USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congressional leaders say a drone strike in Afghanistan killed al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri, a founding member of the terrorist organization and a key strategist behind 9/11. After making the announcement, President Biden issuing a warning to other terrorists.
We make it clear again tonight that no matter how long it takes, no matter where you hide, if you are a threat to our people, the United States will find you and take you out.
California's largest wildfire has turned deadly. Fire crews found two bodies inside a burned-out car alongside the path of the massive McKinney Fire. The more than 55,500-acre wildfire is burning near the California-Oregon border and is 0% contained. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to visit Taiwan sometime this week. That's according to a new report out from CNN, which cites a senior Taiwanese government official and a U.S. official. Pelosi's visit to Taiwan would come despite multiple warnings from China and also from the Biden administration. This as White House spokesman John Kirby reminds China,
there's no reason for the Chinese rhetoric. There's no reason for any actions to be taken. It is not uncommon for congressional leaders to travel to Taiwan. It is very much in keeping with our policy and consistent with our support to Taiwan under the Taiwan Relations Act. We shouldn't be intimidated by that rhetoric or those potential actions.
At least 37 people are dead and hundreds more are unaccounted for in Kentucky following catastrophic flooding throughout the state. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
President Biden's doctor says he's feeling well during his COVID rebound. Dr. Kevin O'Connor sending out a memo saying Biden's latest COVID test remained positive and he's being closely monitored. Biden is again isolating and working remotely from the White House residence. In June, President Biden signed legislation into law that includes grants for states to implement so-called red flag laws to temporarily remove firearms from law-abiding individuals who could harm themselves or others. Appearing on Sunday night in America with Trey Gowdy, North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis explains how it still allows for due process.
If states choose to implement red flag laws, they have to fit within the contours of two pages of due process definitions in the bill if they ever want to have any chance of getting federal funding.
He says hopefully it will make other states with pre-existing red flag laws meet due process standards. Cities across the nation are continuing to see lower student enrollment post-pandemic. In Chicago, Chalmers School of Excellence principal Romani Crockett is concerned about what this means for his school.
When you lose kids, you lose resources. And when you lose resources, that impacts your ability to, you know, service kids, especially kids who have very high needs.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.